You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. You loved me through my good. And you loved me through my bad, Jesus. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad. Through my good and my bad. You loved me through my good. You loved me through my bad. Didn't erase my future. Hallelujah. Because of my past. Thank you. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad.
You loved me through my good and my bad.
So glad you loved me.
You loved me through my good.
Never took your love away.
You loved me through my bad. You didn't erase my future.
Thank God you didn't write me off. I even did some things I know you despise, God.
You love me through my good
and my bad, yeah.
You love me through my good and my bad.
God, I know sometimes we make you ashamed.
You love me through my good.
Thank you for never giving us what we deserve,
you love
God.
Me through my bad.
After falling again and again, every blessing and request that you granted, Lord,
because of my bad.
Could have withheld, but mercy intervened.
You love me through my good.
Through the rebellion.
You love me through my good.
Through all of my shortcomings.
You love me through my good.
And this is my favorite right here. You keep on loving me. Can somebody help me? You keep on,
keep on
loving me.
Loving.
You keep on,
keep on
loving me.
Loving me.
Right on,
on
loving me through the good and the bad.
On.
You never stop loving me through the lessons learned. You show me we disobey, we run away from you, bring shame to your name. But your love remains. Who can love me like you do, Lord? What you are to me, no man.
Much for tuning in tonight. I am your host, and you are listening to my radio show, Empowering for All. I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, and tonight God has given me the title for the show, For Your Pain, God Has a Purpose. And tonight God has blessed me to grace her presence, give us her testimony, the dynamic, anointed woman of God, Evangelist Danielle Williams McCord. For those of you who are tuning into my show as repeat listeners, thank you and God bless you for the continual support. For new listeners tonight, you are definitely in for a profound deposit of listening from what God can do through you for where he's everyone. I stand in agreement with Evangelist Danielle, just like herself. You must be processed before God will progress you into what he's called you to do. The roads and things that he takes you through are not understandable to us. But remember, just as God's word says, I am that I am. My ways are not your ways. This great woman of God has been featured on the 700 Club. She was the only guest for the entire show. Praise God. She has a phenomenal and awesome testimony. She came from the streets, which included porn, abuse, almost being killed, physical abuse, but oh, the mighty God we serve. God had a plan for Evangelist Danielle Williams McCord's life. And that plan is now. She is preaching, spreading, and depositing the word of God to the people of the world. So even if the enemy got in the midst of her life, what he meant for evil, God turned it around and elevated to greatness. I don't want to keep her holding. I'm going to bring her live, and we are going to talk with and be blessed tonight with Evangelist Danielle Williams McCord. Welcome, Evangelist. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for accepting once again the invitation to be my special guest here tonight on Empowerment for All. Evangelist, once again, you are such a phenomenal, awesome, dynamic woman with such a great testimony. Do share with the audience tonight, going through all that God took you through, did you ever think of the elevation of magnitude of greatness is what it was all for?
Absolutely not. I would have never thought that I would be in the position that I'm in today. There's a difference between being uplifted and being anointed, and God has truly anointed me for this position. I'm still speechless, you know, as to what God is doing in my life, but I know there's so much purpose behind it. But to answer your question, absolutely not. I didn't think that I would be in this position, because when I got out of it, all I wanted to do was just be a Christian, you know, just live for him. I never thought that ministry would follow.
Amen, amen. And like yourself, my testimony, and God bless me with writing a book to share it with others, you know, I came from the stages to the pages. Many of you are saying, well, Evangelist, what stages? The stages of being a stripper, slash exotic dancer, six and half a dozen equal the same, because it's the same job. So however people title it, that is what I used to do. And I can recall, like yourself, many times, well, you know, what am I going to do now? You know, and then where things would get topsy-turvy and storms would come, why? And I would always ask myself, why? But I never thought that God would give me the deposit to do a radio show to bring forth to bless people. So in doing that, like yourself, your testimony, watching you on the 700 Club, and you had shared, it began early, even with your father being physically and verbally abusive. Am I correct?
Yes.
we share that as well. My father was very verbally and physically abusive to myself and my mom. But going from a young child into the next levels of things that you did, and then when God snatched you and began to process you to progress you where he's taking you, do share with us what was the most challenging obstacle that you found from transition to preparation?
I think that, you know, we as leaders and preachers, evangelists, bishops, pastors, we tend to mislead people as to after you know, get to the altar and you receive Jesus, everything is going to be pretty pink roses. And, you know, the devil is a lie. You know, after you really, really choose to live a sold out life for God, you're going to be challenged. You're going to face a lot of trials and tribulations. You're going to be tried in a lot of areas. And so, for me, it was not easy because I've been accustomed to a certain lifestyle all my life, and so to have to give that up, I went through a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of tears, a lot of sweat, you know, almost wanting to give up, because this side of the fence is not for everybody, because you have to really be strong in your faith. And because of what God has done for me, that's what kept me indebted to him. The fact that I'm still here and in my right mind, the fact that I'm still here and not in prison for a lot of illegal things that I've done, the fact that I'm still STD-free, never had an STD in my life and had unprotected sex since the age of 12 years old, that is the thing that kept me connected to God even when it was hard. So my transition out of the porn industry into the pulpit was very hard, and it was very intense, and I had to go through deliverance. It's almost like I had to die, and God had to resurrect me back into the woman that he wanted me to be. And that process was the hardest thing that I ever went through in my life, but it was worth it.
Praise God, praise God. So young women who will listen to the show tonight, young women and women of all ages, I'm not just going to categorize young women because it's women of all ages, because we all go through what we go through at different stages in our life, wherever God has ordained for us to be in. Like yourself, it could be 12. Like myself, it could be 17. Some women, 25, whatever the scenario is, evangelist, what would you say to the women tonight who may say, you know what, I have a similar testimony and God is trying to take me to the next level, but I'm actually, unlike us, we stood in the midst of it, who want to throw in the tile. What encouraging words would you give to them tonight to say it doesn't matter what it looks like, don't throw in the tile?
Definitely don't throw in the towel. I know it's hard. I've been there. I know that the transition is hard, but like I said previously, it's so worth it. With God, all things are possible. And I'd rather go through it and have God on my side than to go through it and not have God on my side, because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And so I just want to encourage you to keep fighting the good fight of faith. It's so worth it. You know, there's really nothing out there in them streets. The streets didn't do nothing for me but bring me a lot of sorrow and a lot of pain. But when I got on the other side, God did nothing but bless me and keep me and heal me and deliver me. And I would never have experienced that if I had given up before, you know, my race was finished. And so my sister, I just encourage you to keep fighting, keep going. You know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming if you stay connected to God.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist, when was the first time coming out of your transition did you realize and someone approach you and say, woman of God, you are now going to be on the pulpit and go forward in your ministry? When did this happen and what age were you?
You know what? It was so funny because so many people, you know, I believe in the prophetic gifts and prophets and things of that nature. And so when God was sending these people to me that was saying, you know, God has called you to ministry. God has called you to write books and, you know, travel the world and this, that, and the third. I was just like, okay, you know.
Yes.
I don't know if that's what I really want to do, but okay, you know. I was really young. I was probably 22 years old, 22 or 23 years old. when I first started telling my testimony, and I ended up getting ordained, I think, at age 23, and licensed and ordained at age 23. And then after that, it just took off. And, you know, it's still going. It's still going only because people can relate to the testimony, you know, and that's why I encourage people to tell their story. You'd be surprised how many lives you change, save, and transform just through your story. And so I started at 23, and I'm still going.
Amen. Now, do share with us, Evangelist, for those after the show airs and want to even partake in your ministry and, you know, find out more about you, where you'll be speaking and what's going on in your ministry, do share where they can locate this via social media for you.
Okay, I'm on everything. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope. I just got the little Snapchat thing a few days ago. But on Facebook, it's Evangelist Danielle Williams McCord. On Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, and Snapchat, it's Minister Danny, D-A-N-N-Y. I also have a website, www.anewyouministries.com. So you can definitely find me. Google everything. You can find me.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'm going to turn it a little bit, and we're going to interact. Now, you are a happily married woman, and, you know, a lot of times I know me, myself, being advanced in age, a lot of times the devil loves to come and throw up your past. Oh, well, you know, you'll never be worthy. And I know you can agree with me on this. You'll never be worthy of a good man. You know, I even had the enemy try and throw at me. Oh, well, you know, once he finds out about what you used to do, honey, ain't nobody, you know, he ain't going to want you. And you need to go, you know, and get all that and go back. But, you know, you find yourself a lot of times, it's not that you get discouraged, but you get a little leery, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you say, well, Lord, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm walking up right before you. I'm paying my tithes. And what's the delay? So with you being married, can you share with the women like myself, how do we, or what may we be missing, key thing, that we need to do to get in that circumference that God says, okay, now you're ready to receive the mate I have for you, is the best way I can ask that question.
It's so funny that you said that as far as being leery, because I was that woman that was like, I never had a problem getting a man. It was always the serious relationship. I always felt like, you know, I'll never be married, because what man would want to marry a former prostitute, you understand, or a former stripper or a police car, whatever she was. What man would take a woman like that as his wife? And knowingly, now it's one thing if they don't know, but knowingly take a woman like that as his wife. And so I would get really discouraged, like, you know, I'm tired. I was a serial dater, you know, I always go on dates and lunch and movies, but it was nothing serious coming out of the relationships, because once they found out that I was in the porn industry, automatically either it turned them off or turned them on and they wanted to have sex, and then that would turn me off, and so it didn't work. So I will always date, but as far as serious relationships, I really got discouraged, and I was just like, you know, I'm probably never going to be married. And then I one of my favorite books in the Bible was about, oh Lord, please let me say this right, was about Hezekiah. No, not Hezekiah. I just forgot the man named Jesus. it's all right. We're talking about, he had to marry Gomer. Was it Hezekiah? Anyway, he had to marry Gomer. Gomer was something else. She was a prostitute, and he had to buy her back from men all the time, and he loved her. And he loved her, loved no matter how many men she slept with, no matter how many men he caught her with, no matter what she did, he loved her, and he always took her back. And God used him as an example to say, no matter what you, I'm showing you, no matter what you guys, my people do to me, I'm going to always love you and accept you back. And so God used his ministry marriage as an example to show his love. And so that would encourage me all the time. I said, well, if this man in the Bible can love his wife knowing she was a whore, knowing she was a prostitute, knowing she was, you know, out there and can and have this unconditional love for her, it still has to be somebody out there that's like that. And so I believe in write the vision down, make it plain. And so I wrote what kind of man that I wanted. I wrote that I wanted a husband, and I described him to a T. And I would pray over it all the time and say, you know what, God, this it is going to happen. You are going to bless me with my Boaz. You know, you are going to do this. And when I met my husband, I did not know he was my husband. He was a friend of mine. We worked at the same place. I was there temporarily, and he was my supervisor, and we ended up becoming really good friends. And in the friendship, I had shared with him my story because we were friends. It wasn't like, you know, we were dating each other. So he had already known everything, had bought my book and all of that. And then after he read the book, after he knew everything that I had done, he still asked me out on a date. And even in the date, the first date we went on, we were inseparable. And then 5 months later, he proposed to me. And then a year later, we were married, and we're still together. And I asked him all. I asked him all the time. I said, "What made you? You know, after because people got in his ear. You know what she used to do. You know she was out there. How could you marry a woman like that?" And yet he was just like, "I don't care. I don't care what anybody had to say." He said, at the end of the day, I didn't meet that person. The woman that I've met, God showed me a woman of God. And that's what I fell in love with. I fell in love with who you are today. Everybody has a past. He was like, every woman that I've ever been with was never a virgin. So she just slept with people before, and I didn't judge them. The only difference between you and the other woman was that you had a camera in the room. He said, but that was your past, and I don't see you for that. I see who you are today, and who you are today is a woman of God, and that's why I chose to marry you. And that blew me away. And I say, and I encourage all of my single sisters who have similar backgrounds and who have similar testimonies, whether they might not have done porn, but maybe they were a prostitute, maybe they stripped or escorted or, you know, done video, whatever, you know, something in the sex industry, and they're wanting a husband now. If God can bless me with a man of God who loves me in spite of what I did and what I was and all of that, he's able to do the same thing for you. No respecter of persons. The same way I was blessed with a husband will be the same way you'll be blessed with a husband.
Amen. Amen. An awesome, awesome, awesome testimony. Evangelist, and something that I want to chime in on as you were sharing your story that really, really drew me. The whole story drew me, don't get me wrong. But this really I teed in on was, and I know women who will be listening and are listening now, you said you wrote it down. You were specific. And that took me to the scripture that says, we have not because we ask not.
There you go.
So you wrote it down and you were specific. So did at any time, even though, you know, he was your boss because, you know, you're focused, you're just doing what you're supposed to do, working, you know, doing the right thing, did you, when you looked at him, did you feel an automatic connection? Or did you just
not
say, you know what, he's nice, he's, you know, he's my boss, we're good, I'm just...
No connection. Like I said, I did not know. Sometimes we are in front of our soulmates and we don't even know. And sometimes a lot of us women, we tend to miss out on our own blessings because it's not dressed up the way you think it is. You understand what I'm saying? We get in our own line. And tell ourselves what it's supposed to look like and what it's supposed to be, and that's not what God wants for you. You know what I'm saying? In my past, I done dated drug dealers and gangbangers and all that type. Those were the type of men that I was used to, and yet my husband was very clean cut, had never done anything, you know, just was a goody two shoes. And no, I didn't think that that type of man would even be interested. Me coming from Compton and, you know, with everything with my background, I would never even think that a man like that would be interested in me. And God said, you deserve this. And so a lot of my sisters that are on here that feel discouraged in this area, know that you deserve a good man. And he might not come dressed up the way you think he's supposed to come dressed or looking the way he's supposed to come looking or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Get out of yourself and trust God, and God will bless you with something so much better. God will blow your mind through your mate if you get out of yourself and get in God.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. And also, Evangelist, we're going to move on to the next segment of what I want to ask you. With relationships, in a lot of times now, because there's so much that the enemy has put as an influence in women's face and ears, of like you said, of how we think it's supposed to be, with the reality shows, you know, and everything, the music and all of that. So a lot of times, which I totally agree with you, we may actually be missing what God has for us because we're looking one way. And God said, I didn't tell you to look over there. I told you just to focus on me, because who I have for you, you will be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is so much truth in that. So would you agree that women who are, you know, at that point, and they've been processed and moving forward in God and seeking that mate, that it's very key that they don't allow their spirit to become contaminated with the outside influences of the world, of what they are painting every woman needs, you know, a ball player, you know, or something like that, because we have this, I'm going to get paid, or I'm going to have a baby, and, you know, get a check, and all of that.
Yeah.
That's just not reality.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That stuff, when we get involved in what's going on television and what's going on in the world, that's worldly stuff. And if you're a woman of God, you got to get out of that. I don't even want a worldly man, you know, at the end of the day. And so we need to stop focusing on what's going on around us and set our things on heavenly things. And at that point, God will bless you. Stop worrying about what the world is doing. You're above the world. You know, you want more than that. So stop focusing on what these women have on television and trust that God is going to give you so much more.
Amen. Amen. Because we have become a world of material pleasure, of self and, you know, self-divulgence. Like, I want. And then before you know it, you miss. Because God said, that's not of me. And myself, too, as well, you know, coming out of that strip club life, the hustlers, the ballers, the drug dealers, you know, you become accustomed to that. So you say to yourself,
yeah,
wait a minute, you know, no. And then if someone polished, is the word I like to use,
mm-hmm,
nice man, you know, just a working man approaches you, you're a little defensive because you're like, well, is he going to understand me? Or is he going to even really like me? You know, because we were groomed in that lifestyle. These are the only men that would accept us or deal with us or even remotely try and date us. But really, like you said early on in the show, they weren't dating us because it was always just a fantasy. You go to dinner, you go to the movies, and they knew what you did instantaneously. It became a sexual intimacy is all they wanted. And if they did call themselves dating you, then you knew pretty much, as the world calls it, you would jump off. Or you were just added to his list of women. You never became his woman.
Right.
And that's very key, women. And I know Evangelist will agree with me on that. We have to take ourselves out of that remnant of where we've been and to where God wants to take us.
Mm-hmm.
As far as finding our mate. But Evangelist, the next thing I want you to share, well, I'd like for you to share with us, for women wanting to, as they say, do what we do, what would you say to them? Because a lot of times people want to jump into a lane because they see someone else traveling that lane. And they say, well, you know what, guess what? I went to church yesterday, one service. I went to, you know, I read two chapters in the Bible. Hey, I'm ready now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an evangelist. I'm ready to write a book. I'm ready to prophesy. What advice would you give to those people to let them know? Because you and I know it's not that easy. That ain't happening. But what encouraging word of truth would you share with them to let them know? It does not happen that way. And you and I are not sitting here tonight, and God has not made this divine connection because we chose that. And we said, hey, Lord, you know, we went to one church service. We heard one prophecy. You know, we fasted for 1 week, and, you know, we did all this. It doesn't come that way.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you tell them to do to let them know that it takes time before they can manifest into what God has called them to do?
Peace be still. New levels equal new devils. And a lot of people want the glory and don't know the story. You understand what I'm saying? They want
yes.
the reward but don't know the process. And everything, I always tell my young girls who I mentor and the young women that I meet, they always say, I want to be like you. And I said, please don't say that. Please be better than me. And you don't want to be like me because I paid for this. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, blood, sweat, and tears across my life. You know, so you don't want to be like me, you know, be better than
yes.
me. And people who are in church who get prophecies and, you know, get a word and they know that God is grooming them, just allow God to take his time with you because it's a process. It's a painful process. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody just wakes up and says, this is what I want. I don't know any preachers. And if I meet them, you know, God bless them. But I don't know any preachers who wanted to be a preacher. Most of them have been called, and God has put them in that place. They ran from it. They tried to get away from it, and God had to snatch them up and put them in their right place. But when you want to do this, it's because you have no idea what you have to go through for this. And so understand that this is a process. Understand that that this is a grooming stage, and allow God to groom you and mold you into what it is that he wants you to be. He'll get you in order. You don't have to rush anything. He'll get you in order.
Amen. Very, very true. Now, do share with us the name of your book, and me, myself, I know I'm going to order a copy. Where can we buy the book?
The name of the book is From Porn to the Pulpit, and the book is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and it's available on my website, AnewYouMinistries.com.
Amen, amen. I know it's going to be just as awesome just reading, you know, the steps of your testimony once again and how, you know, what God took you through. And as you stated, it's painful. It is definitely painful. People want the glory,
oh, yeah.
but they just don't know the story. And I
yes.
stand in 150% agreement with you there. They really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do share with us, are there any children, any little ones?
No, I have no babies. I have no babies yet. Me and hubby are working on that. So keep me in prayer
mm-hmm.
in that. But no babies yet.
Wonderful, wonderful. We know that when God makes that happen for you, it's going to be a beautiful and blessed child. So I will definitely be touching and agreeing with you and keeping you in my prayers for that. I'm excited. And, you know, I need a picture. You can send me a picture of the little one when he comes into the world and blesses us with his or her presence. Or who knows, it may be his and her presence. You never know. I got
oh, my
to
goodness. Things. Oh, you scared me with that one.
I know. It came to me, Evangelist, but, you know, I had to share that. So we never know. You
it's
know, God
so funny
does.
Because that has been a word for us all last year was twins, and we're trying to figure out. We don't have twins in our family, but that's been a word. So I'm just like, oh, yeah, okay, we'll see. We'll see.
And right now you can see my face. I'm like, Lord, did you just have me do another confirmation on air about
yes,
the twins?
You did.
And I had no
you
idea.
You scared me. Yeah, absolutely.
And I had no idea. Yeah, no idea
uh-huh.
you all had been told that. So glory to God on that. And once again, you know, the seed that you birthed, we know God is going to bless the seed, whether it be one
amen.
Or a double seed. And I'm happy
amen.
About that. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Now, I want to, and I always do this with my guests, I love to hear what can we expect of the for 2016 from Evangelist Danielle. I love to ask because I know you go out, you speak, and you do a lot of things. So what is on the current calendar for us to enjoy and be blessed from you this year?
Well, I have a lot of ministry dates coming up in a lot of different places. So if they follow me on any of the social media, I always post a flyer and update people of where I'm going to be. Also, I'm working on book number 2. I doubt that it'll be this year. Yes. Yeah, I doubt that it'll be out this year, but I'm definitely working on it. It's time because From Porn to the Pulpit came out a few years ago, and this is part 2. And so working on that this year, a lot more speaking engagements, a lot more radio, television opportunities. And so just keep me in prayer. I'm like Isaiah, here am I, send me. I told God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. And so that's all I'm doing.
Yes, and yay, Evangelist Yolanda got you to come on her show. I'm just once again overjoyed and elated and just blessed just by having you on, because once again, like yourself, that process, and I share this with my audience and for those who will listen in the future, it is not easy. And just confirmation for what Evangelist Danielle shared with us tonight, it is very painful. And you have to know that God is not doing it to hurt you. He's doing it to mold you for where he's taking
Absolutely.
You. Because he knew that if he hadn't done that to us, and I know you would touch and agree with me on this, ain't no telling what we would have been saying. You know, when you've been down that road and you live that life, you've been looking at people like, did you just say, what did you? Okay. And you have to contain yourself and get in that women's space of God. And I will tell you this right now, there's a lot of things, me personally, that God still is working on. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have a set time. Would you agree, Evangelist? There's not a set time.
And all of it's just going to be wiped away. Absolutely. It's a process. It's really a process. And when I mean process, I mean it can take years. You understand what I'm saying? It can take years. A lot of unforgiveness, a lot of hurt, a lot of how you view men, a lot of how you interact in relationships. God has to process you and groom you out of so much sin and so much worldly mindset, and he has to bring you to the kingdom mindset. That takes time. You understand what I'm saying? Brokenness, filling voids, that is a process. Nobody comes out of traumatic experiences overnight. It takes time. It takes a process, but you just have to trust God's timing. Yes, he may still use you while he's still grooming you, but that does not mean you have arrived.
Amen. Amen. Say that part one more time, Evangelist, because that is just, that keyed in on me right there. He may use you, but go ahead.
He may use you while he's still grooming you, but that does not mean that you have arrived. We may think that we have it all together because we are anointed now and God has put a word in our belly and we're able to minister into people's lives, but that does not mean you have arrived. God is still doing the work in you as you do his work. He's still doing the work in you. You're not perfect. A lot of us, we get a title in front of our names and kind of get puffed up. No. You got to sit back down and humble yourself and know that God is still doing something because there's still some mess in you. There's still some unforgiveness. There's still some hatred. There's still some lies in you. Still some lust in you that God is still trying to get out of you. But he'll still use you for his glory, but he'll still continue to clean you up as well.
Amen. Amen. Just so much truth. Nothing but truth in that whole segment of what you just stated, and because you, I know you've experienced that as well, coming out and moving forward in God. People always questioning that. Well, you know, you have a title now. How come you do this, or how come you did it? But like said, he can still use you, but you're still in your season. It's not all gone.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen like that overnight. And I think a lot of people think when God has acknowledged our calling through his chosen vessels, such as apostles, bishops, prophets, pastors, evangelists, however God brings it to us, that instantaneously we just become, as they say, perfect. No, we don't. We're being processed because we have so much that God has to go in and cultivate and mold us into the clay that he's called us to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I want to, I know that you had shared with me, you have an hour to spend with me. We're coming up close on that here. But what I want to do is before you leave, I feel the presence, and you know as well as I know, and this is not to offend anybody, this is to keep it real. Evangelist, I know you will agree with me, you can't let everybody pray with you.
Oh, God, yes.
Come on now, come on. You can't,
you know
I'm going to go there. You know I'm going to go there, Evangelist,
yes.
Because of the road that we came out of. You cannot let everybody, audiences for future listeners, pray with you, because the devil will come to send you, because of your past, some dressed up imps that are not praying with you, they're actually praying against you. So, Evangelist, what would you share with the audience tonight on how to, there's really almost no words, but there is a word. What would you say to them for those who are in that transition or going to approach that transition when all of a sudden now everybody is an apostle, everybody is a pastor, everybody is a prophet, and you find yourself, whether you're visiting churches or wherever God is taking you, you know, everybody has something to say. And a lot of times, and I was a victim of that, and thank God for my strength in saying, God,
wow,
you're like the tree I see. I'm going to grab this branch at the tip top, and this tree had to be over 8 feet tall, and I'm going to climb to your kingdom because I got to get what you called me to do. Mm-hmm. What would you say to those who may enter into that realm, maybe hurt from a pastor, a ministry, maybe hurt from a false prophecy? What encouragement would you say to them tonight to know that it doesn't stop there?
When I first got, just to share my testimony, a part of my testimony and be transparent for a moment, which in that I hope that would encourage someone. When I first started telling my testimony, and I got a prophecy that I was going to travel the world telling my story and books and all, this is before I was even licensed or anything like that. I just told my testimony at a church, and a few prophets were in the building, and the word that came to me was, you know, that I was going to travel and God was going to give me a ministry, blah, 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 blah. And after that, there was a pastor that was sitting in that service who told me that that was not going to happen, that that's the devil. God did not call me to ministry. God has called me to be healed and delivered, and that's it. You know, I need to go through my healing and my deliverance before I can even think about ministry. God can't use you in your state. I mean, just really was crazy, right? So to this day, I always think of that pastor who told me that. And what if I had listened to him?
Yeah.
What if I had listened to the word that he gave me, that I was supposed to sit down and allow God to just heal me and deliver me and not open my mouth, not speak, not go and do this? I would never have had a ministry. I would have never written my book. I would have never been able to transform people's lives and bring them to Jesus. I would have never accomplished the things that I've accomplished had I listened to this pastor. Not everybody in the pulpit is called. Even the Bible speaks about false prophets. The Bible, one of the scriptures that we all know, when it says, didn't I prophesy in your name? Didn't I cast out demons in your name? Didn't I do all these works in your name? And God has said, depart from me, I never knew you. There's a reason why he said that, because there's a lot of fakers and shakers in the pulpit. So you have to be really discerning. Pray for discernment. The Bible says, study to show thyself self-approved. Not everybody that's talking to you, you're supposed to just believe, take it, and run with it. You're supposed to know God and know the word for yourself, and you're supposed to test everything that has been told to you. Test the spirit by the spirit. Don't allow people to kill your purpose. Get before God, because at the end of the day, not everybody with a title, God has given them that. People are putting themselves in positions, and so if you get before God on your own, God will send his people out. God will give you visions and dreams to tell you what it is that you need to do. So forgive whoever who has spoken false words into your life. Forgive them and let it go, and see God and find out what it is that you're supposed to be doing, and God will confirm it, and he will send his people to you to tell you what it is that he wants you to do for him. Don't allow one bad situation or two bad situations to stop you from doing what God has called you to do.
Amen, amen. Now, you know the devil is upset with me because I took you there, because your phone, it went in a couple of times, but we were able to hear, and praise God for that. Devil, you can always try and shake, but you can never break the anointing. The blood of Jesus cancels everything, everything. Yes, woman
amen.
Of God, but that is, it is so true. And once again, that just fell in my spirit, because like you said, you know, I had the same similar, scenario. You know, there's no way God is going to, use you, just accept, you know, that you come into church and be content, read your Bible. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, well, thank you. But, you know, still hearing the voice of the Lord, untruth is what I kept hearing as they were talking to me, untruth, untruth. And I thank God that I was able to heed to that voice and say, okay, all right, not going to disrespect or anything. Okay, thank you. All right, be blessed and move on. But we have to one day in prayer and ask God, because God will always send to us his way the confirmation of what he's called us to do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Woman of God, as we are about to wind down for the hour that you're spending with us, I feel led, as you were talking, I want you to pray. I always end my show with prayer tonight. So I want you, if you be so kind, to pray over not only me, my show, and I touch and agree with you as you go forward in your ministry, and we pray tonight that things continue to blossom and just escalate and elevate for you like never before. Would you do that?
Absolutely. Father God, we thank you for this, for today. We thank you. We honor you. We give you all the praises for everything that you're doing in our lives, what you've done in our lives and what you're about to do. I lift up my sister evangelist, Yolanda, right now, and I ask that you pour out a blessing, God. I mean, open up heaven and pour out a blessing. Use your servant for your glory, oh God. I thank you for the woman of God. I thank you for this show that she has, oh God, that you have put in her belly, God. And I know that I hear God saying that you have not seen nothing yet. This is just the beginning. And so, Lord, I stand on your word even now for the blessing, for the open doors that you're about to pour out on my sister even now, oh God. And for every listener, I pray that their lives be changed, oh God. Every guest that she has on this show, that you will put a word in their belly so that they can speak deliverance and healing to the listeners, oh God. I thank you for her ministry. I thank you for where you're taking her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I stand in agreement with her, oh God, for every prayer that it be manifested in 2016, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for higher heights, oh God. I pray for a bigger platform, oh God, for my sister as she continues to do your work and your will, oh God. And I stand in the gap even now for her as she prays for a husband, oh God. And I pray that you send her man of God, her Boaz, oh God. Bless her in that area, not just in ministry, but in her personal life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we speak blessings over her. She shall live and not die. Her ministry shall live and not die. It shall continue to flourish and continue to bring glory to your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Evangelist, now, you already know this is not your last visit. I want you to come back. I want you to come back this year and do bless us again with your presence to even go into another level. We're not going to do the same thing twice because we know God is not a repeater, because we know our testimonies are never the same thing. They may be similar, but they're altered his way. We just want to go forth, even if we just have a praise and worship service. I feel led just to do that because in 2016, in that confirmation, thank you, Lord, for your vessel speaking that over me tonight, God has said more of me, more of me. And because of me being self-consumed, working 10-hour days, 6 days a week, a lot of times, and you can agree with me, I'm sure, it's not that we don't reverence and pray to God. It's just that we get a little bit off track of the way we used to do it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah.
And God has done that shift in my life, and he spoke the word into my ear, and he says, this year I'm going to do more of anointed guests on your show because I need for you, my daughter, to get back 100% to where you were.
Yeah, that's why I heard you haven't seen nothing yet. This is just the beginning. You haven't seen. Just obey the word of the Lord, and he's going to blow your mind. This is just the beginning.
Amen. I receive that. I do, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Before you go, once again, for those who are just tuning in, the switchboard has been lit up. Listeners, thank you so much tonight. You've been tuned in listening to Evangelist Danielle Williams-McCord, who's been live here on Empowering for All with Evangelist Yolanda. She has a wonderful book. She's a dynamic, anointed, appointed woman from God. And if you missed the show, don't be discouraged, be encouraged. All of my shows can be heard after they air. But Evangelist, before you leave tonight, do share with the listeners that are just tuning in the name of your book and also where they can find you on social media.
The name of the book is From Porn to the Pulpit, and it is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, also on my website, AnewYouMinistries.com. I am Evangelist Danielle Williams McCord on Facebook and Minister Danny on Twitter, Periscope, and Instagram.
Woman of God, it has been such a joy. I hate to say goodbye, but I know we have to go.
Yes.
But once again, I'm looking forward to show number two. If we don't do nothing but just do a praise and worship and testimony show, we'll do that. But however God leads us, we're going to engage and definitely stay connected. I know anything that God does in my life as well as in your life is never an accident. It is for his purpose and to elevate his kingdom and for us to do what he's called us to do.
Absolutely.
So as you go off the air tonight with me, I want to ask that God not only continue to encamp angels around you and in your home and wherever your feet plant, stepping forward to speak the word, that the blood of Jesus continues to manifest against any attacks, any negativity, and everything that you birth force that God is giving you, it shall elevate and prosper like never before. I ask God to openly and quickly, thank you, Father, bless your womb, because he already knows the seed that's going to come forth, and we know the seed is going to be beautiful and blessed. We ask God to continue to cover your husband and protect the union and bondage that is brought together, because the enemy hates marriage, but the blood of Jesus cancels his attacks. And we just ask God to do what he said he would do, never leave you and never forsake you. And may, woman of God, you be blessed like never before. 2016, I hear God saying, more ministry, more ministry, more ministry. Thank you, Jesus, like never before. And don't be surprised. Come on, Lord, I'm getting chills. If you see me sitting in your ministry, I'm not going to announce myself because I don't interrupt the service, but I will come up to you and say, I am Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, woman of God. How are you? Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
Thing, beautiful thing. We know the enemy is mad, and that's what we want. We want him to be upset because he's defeated by conscience of hell. He's not welcome.
Amen.
Yes. So anything else you'd like to share with us before I let you go tonight?
Just blessings, blessings, blessings to you and to all the listeners. And I pray that something that you and I have said has been life-changing into someone's life that's on this phone tonight, who's listening in tonight. I just pray that transformation overtake them in Jesus' name.
Amen. Evangelist, I'm going to stay on the air for a little longer and make some future announcements about the show, but I'm going to let you go ahead and hang up and be blessed, and we're going to talk soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hugs to you. Talk to you soon. Good night, Evangelist.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been tuned in listening tonight to my awesome, awesome, anointed, dynamic guest here at Empowering for All, Evangelist Danielle Williams McCord. She was live with me, and can I tell you, she took time out of her busy schedule to bless my show with her presence. And what she said not only deposited into my life, I know it deposited into your life. A lot of times we have to understand if God will always come and give you a deposit. Don't always look for it to come one way, because God is a crafty God. He will get his word to his people and confirmation of his word through his vessels to you. So we have to be mindful that as we stay and pray before God, that we receive the confirmation he gives to us for our prayers. And I will tell you, tonight has truly blessed me. I hope you've been blessed as well. As you heard the woman of God say, she's definitely going to come back. This connection here, I feel, is just a power pack anointing that God is going to open some doors, and we're going to continue to cancel the devil out of the young girl's mind, women of all age minds that saying you might be going through financial hardship, husband left you, boyfriend deserted you, the devil's planted in your mind, you need money, He continuously wants you to go into that lifestyle that is not pleasing in God's eyesight of being a stripper, being an escort, being a porn star. Evangelist Danielle and myself, having engaged in those environments, we can tell you it is not glorified, it is not magnified, it is not elevated, it is not celebrated. It is a temporary fix for you to walk into the devil's kingdom. And I will tell you, and I know she will when she comes back again, the devil does not help you. The devil will use you and drop you off, because once he's used you, he don't need you no more. God's grace is sufficient. So I say to all young women tonight, if you're thinking about entering into that realm, you say, well, Evangelist, you wrote a book. Yes, I did. My book is titled The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is an autobiography of where God took me from the stages of being an exotic dancer / stripper to the pages of the Bible. And just as the woman of God said tonight, I'm not all the way there. Because God has given me the title evangelist, I'm still a work in progress, because I went through a whole lot, my story, before he let me enter into my glory. And now that he's allowed me to enter into my glory, there's a lot of things. And God is not a 24-hour day thing. He will take his time to do what he needs to do in you. So women, be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't let what it looks like in front of you discourage you. Don't let some no good man tell you, oh, this is good money, you can live the life, because your body is a virtuous body. It is a holy temple. It is to be praised and celebrated, not pounced on, not looked at, and not chumped off by some man who means you no good. I'm going to go to a break, and then when I come back, I'm going to share with you how you can continue to follow me, myself, on social media, where you can find my book, and also my website, so you can hear all of my shows, see all of my previous guests. 2016 makes 3 years God has blessed me being on air, and we look forward to God doing much more. So as I go to break, you're going to be listening to Chris Tomlin, Lift My Hand. And I'm going to come back and say goodnight.
Than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands to believe again. My refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. Be still.
faith arise. Let faith arise.
Amen. Welcome back. You have been tuned in tonight, listening to Empowering for All with Evangelist Yolanda McPeer. Tonight, my awesome, anointed, and dynamic guest, Evangelist Danielle Williams McCord. An anointed and dynamic is what she is. Great woman of God. If you missed the show, do not be discouraged. All of my shows and previous guests can be heard and seen on my website at www.ymcpeerempowerment4all.com. I will repeat, www.ymcpeerempowerment4all.com. It is also there at my website. Don't delay. Order your copy. Give it to a family member, friend, or just for you. A copy of my book titled The Tragic Times of a Woman, an autobiography of my life that will take you from when I said yes to God and no more to the streets. It is available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and many other outlets. Keep abreast on what's going on and who'll be stopping by on Empowerment for All. Social media is where you can find that information. Follow me on Twitter, at capital Y, capital M, lowercase C, capital T, I-E-R. Facebook, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. I'm not really an Instagram person because I don't take a lot of photos, but I am on Instagram as well, Evangelist Y. McTeer. But Twitter is my biggest love for social media. I'm a Twitter guru. Once again, follow me on Twitter, at capital Y, capital M, lowercase C, capital T, I-E-R. Also, if you want to listen to shows, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/YMcTeerEmpowerment4all.com. All the shows on my website are available through iTunes. You can also hear my shows, once again, through Blog Talk Radio, Wendell Store Podcast, and many other podcast outlets, and TuneIn Radio. I look forward to a great and prosperous overflowing year here at Empowerment for All in 2016. This makes the third year God has allowed me to continuously stay on, because what God bless you with, no man can shut it down. To God be the glory. Until next time, this is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer saying, keep God first, stay focused, don't lose the faith, never waver when things get hard, but just know all things work to the good if you keep God first, your heart trusts Him, and sincerely loves Him. Because one thing you can do, and I'm going to leave you with this, you can fool people with the exterior of your actions, but you will never deceive God with the foundation of your heart. God knows your heart. Keep your heart pure and reverence Him, elevate Him, praise Him, acknowledge Him, pay your tithe, and watch God do exactly what He's done for myself, Evangelist Danielle, and many others. And that is take you to another level that you never thought that you could go to. All things are possible, because God's grace is sufficient. And to my next show, once again, those of you who see me on Twitter and Facebook, my show was set precedent to air every Sunday at 7:30. Well, God touched me and said, I'm going to bless you with so many guests. I want you to be more flexible. So if you tune in on a Sunday and my show is not airing, don't be discouraged. I may be airing just like I am tonight, Tuesday, Wednesday, however God connects me in my guests. So be sure. Always go to my website to see who has been on and to be updated on the newest guest here that has stopped by on Empowerment for All. Once again, the website is www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. I never say goodbye, but until the next time, this is Evangelist Yolanda McTeer saying goodnight here in Empowering for All.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her. Took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that, hey, just want to see that. But I got him Aggie, cause I win the gold like Gabby.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Checking me.